So many questions. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I mean, we lost our angel.
He should have never even got there.
Their grandson among the 19 kids murdered in a classroom in Uvalde, Texas, along with two teachers.
They didn't follow procedure. They didn't follow what the school guidelines are. What happened to the security?
The law enforcement response under much scrutiny.
The Texas Rangers Regional Chief Victor Escalon had to take to the podium to say the door the gunman entered was indeed not secured.
It appears it was unlocked. Like I said, go back to the investigation. It takes time. We will find out as much as we can why it was unlocked.
There are also other revelations about how police didn't enter the building and how there was no campus officer at the time, whereas first accounts talked of a school policeman getting into a firefight.
Fox's Evan Brown in Uvalde. A Border Patrol agent finally killed the gunman over an hour after he got in. One of the teachers murdered was Irma Garcia, leaving behind four kids. Yesterday, her husband Joe died of a heart attack. A GoFundMe set up for their children has raised $1.85 million. While Democrats renew demands for stricter gun laws, a group of senators from both parties trying to work out a compromise as the gun owners' rights group NRA has a convention starting today in Houston. Now, some have canceled plans to go, many have not.
Former President Trump is expected to be there along with Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Governor Abbott will be appearing virtually.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Four people are dead, two injured, two more maybe missed. In Pottstown, Pennsylvania, where a house blew up last night, damaging many others nearby. People said felt like an earthquake. It's Memorial Day weekend, unofficial start to summer, and despite gas prices near record highs,
people just want to get out and go.
AAA's Andrew Gross says they expect more than 39 million Americans will travel this weekend, most by car. Those who fly are paying 34% more this year for tickets. America's listening to Fox.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Former President Trump may be going to Houston today for that NRA convention, but he could have to go back to New York someday to testify in the state's case against his company. Losing an appeal in court trying to block that questioning.
The former president tried to avoid complying with a subpoena filed by New York State Attorney General Letitia James seeking depositions from him and his eldest children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka. Trump's lawyers argued the subpoenas violated their constitutional rights. An appellate panel said civil discovery of facts is allowable, during which parties can refuse to answer questions. The former president, in light of the ruling, could face a dilemma. Any facts he gives in a civil deposition could be used against him in a criminal case being pursued by the Manhattan DA. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Closing arguments are today at the Johnny Depp libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard. She is counter-suing him. It's all over domestic abuse and what she wrote in the Washington Post in 2018. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, not moving much after a big week of gains, rebounding from 2 months of selling. The Dow's gone up five trading days in a row. In the NBA playoffs,
this crowd is back. They're on their feet, and their Warriors are going to the NBA Finals again.
Call courtesy of TNT. The Golden State Warriors wrap up the series in front of the home crowd at Chase Center, defeating the Dallas Mavericks 120-110 to win the Western Conference Finals 4-1. Klay Thompson leading the way with 32 points Thursday as the Warriors are back in the NBA Finals for the sixth time in 8 years. Steph Curry was named Western Finals MVP, earning the newly named and redesigned Magic Johnson Trophy. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In hockey, the Edmonton Oilers took out Calgary in overtime 5-4 to advance to the NHL Western Conference Final. The Carolina Hurricanes beat the New York Rangers 3-1 to take a 3-2 lead in that series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.